You're listening to the audio production of The Secret to Hummingbird Cake by Celeste Fletcher McHale, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Nan Kelly.
The Secret to Hummingbird Cake, Celeste Fletcher McHale. For Lynn and Richard, who were my friends, and so much more. Chapter 1. I glanced at the grandfather clock, almost midnight. I padded across the dark hardwood floor of my living room to peer out the window. Again. Where was he? Just as I reached for the curtain, the phone rang and I nearly jumped out of my skin. Somewhere in the background, I heard my long-gone grandmother asking, "Guilty conscience?" I'd certainly been nursing one of those lately. I looked at the caller ID. A man, but not the one I was looking for. The familiar pang of remorse punched me in the belly. I'd brought this on myself. And what was I supposed to do about cell phone Romeo now? "What are you doing?" came a voice behind me. I jumped. "Good Lord, Lane, don't you ever knock?" She plopped down on my sofa. "Come on, Kerrigan, I'm your best friend. I've been living across the street from you forever. Why start knocking now? And why did you look like a deer in headlights when I walked in?" I shrugged. No sense in bringing up issues that would send her into one of her classic tizzies. I don't know, just jumpy, I guess. I tend to get that way when somebody breaks into my house in the middle of the night. "What are you doing still up?" "I had to make a cake for the bake sale tomorrow," she said. "I've been so busy today, I just got the layers in the oven. Your lights were on, so I decided to kill that 50 minutes over here." My mouth watered. I could taste the creamy white icing in the sweet pineapple. One of those cakes?